Okay. Call meeting of budgetary review.
Special meeting of the board.
Special meeting of the board directly for a good review. That's it. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of President Graves and Director Leet.
No pledge of allegiance is necessary. Public comment.
Public comments. And seeing no public, we'll close public comments.
And you'll move to item C, discussion items regarding the fiscal year 2018-19 preliminary draft opening budget.
Item 2, moving 2.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome and thank you for joining me. Again, this is the same format that I used last year, and so I've just updated it with everything for this year. And we'll just go page by page, and if you have any questions, let me know. And if you see any corrections, let me know, because I've read this over and over and over again to the point where I'm probably not seeing any errors. So please let me know. We'll start off with page 1, and it's Discovery Bay at a Glance. And this just kind of gives us an overview of Discovery Bay. It's basically almost the same from year to year. We did find one error already in the second paragraph. First paragraph, second line, we're going to change that to 15,000 residents who enjoy small-town living. And then it just kind of goes on and explains the square miles and what we do as Discovery Bay. It describes a little bit of the district's form of government, water and wastewater services. The numbers in the water and the wastewater services I verified with Bernie. And so those are all updated and correct. And then we move into Parks and Landscape Services and explain a little bit of what the district does for Parks and Landscape Services. And then into Zone 8.
On page 1, just a question.
Yes.
You have on the second paragraph, formed in 1997.
Yes.
And that would be 21 years, and we're doing it 20 years.
I know. Voted in 97. The voters voted in 97. Approved this in November.
Is that a correct statement?
But it never formed until July 1st of 1998.
Okay, so the word formed and voted in.
Well, we want to reflect that the town of Discovery Bay was formed in 1998 following the vote.
Okay, that's fine.
Which was in 1997.
Okay.
So you can say following the vote.
All right.
Okay, one other thing, while you're on it, before you switch on page 1. You talk about two gated communities,
yes.
And there really are four. They're the Country Club, and you got the Cooper States. Just in case somebody needs to read this, they might be thinking
that's that. True.
What paragraph was that?
Right.
Last sentence of the first paragraph.
I'll just take out the two.
Got it.
There are gated communities. Yeah. Then we move on to page 3, where it explains the Contra Costa County landscape and lighting zones and what we maintain in zone 35, 57, and 61. And then recreation services, which was added in 2014. Page 4 just kind of gives a little explanation of board of directors with your picture there. And your board position and your terms. If you could look over the terms, make sure those are correct, and please verify them with care. Okay. Pages 5 through 6, is the message from the general manager. And so Mike Davies reviews and writes this every year for our budget book. He just kind of gives a quick overview of Discovery Bay, some things that we've accomplished in the years, and just kind of a standpoint of our local government and our budget. So it's just a message from the general manager.
Chambers, what is it? The Chambers, what is it? Mm-hmm. It's possessive, the apostrophe.
Similar, but we've always had a general manager. Nice, thanks.
Yeah, And then the same letter, when you update it, will update the website with it as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. Then pages 7 and 8, I just kind of go through the Financial Services Department and what we're about and what we do. Some key achievements that we've accomplished over the last fiscal year, which would be 17-18, and some goals that we've set for 18 and 19.
I would make a suggestion under the water count, second paragraph, you have 5,700.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at page 9, it talks about 6,000 homes. I would try to make an even. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
And districts, again, is possessive.
Well, there's another statement that showed 5,800 homes.
Correct. And then, so we're just trying to stay.
So probably should, I don't know where the 5,800 were. Right?
Then the other item is I think our technology on the ion water transmits daily rather than hourly. It can be hourly, but I think it's set up right now just to do daily.
Water and Wastewater Services Department. Gives a quick overview of the Water Department and the Wastewater Department and the key achievements. And some goals for the next fiscal year. One of the major key achievements was the filtration project that was finally completed in December of 2017. And then Lighting and Landscape Department explains a little bit about our Lighting and Landscape Departments, and those are zones 8 and 9, along with the county zones of 35, 57, 61, and the small parking lot. Some of the key achievements that Brian has noted were the Community Center Building Swimming Pool Renovation Project Approval and the Spiker Park Shade Structure Project, which is now complete.
I have a question on the parking lot, but I didn't realize that. Do we have to maintain that?
Through contract, yes.
Oh, it's county owned, just like we get.
That's a good question. They don't like to claim it, but it is supposed to be county.
But we get reimbursed?
Yes.
So we,
okay. Some of the goals that we set for the next fiscal year are remodel the community center swimming pool, rebuild the swimming pool chemical equipment enclosure, and remove and replace the play structure at Ravenswood Park. Recreation Services Department, that is Matt's department, and he explains a little bit about his key achievements over the last fiscal year and some goals that he has set for next fiscal year.
Wait, can we go back and start page 10? Just the term remodel, it's not a remodel, is it?
The pool?
The pool, Matt?
We're re-
it says renovation.
Our goals. It says remodel the community center swimming pool. It's not a remodel. Is it?
Yeah,
it's a remodel. It's really an upgrade. It's different terms. We're like remodeling it. We're not. We're
so the renovation.
We're now renovating.
Renovation.
Yeah. Choice of words, I think. Not to mislead that we're going to put money into remodeling, when in fact we're putting money into repair. Okay?
Okay.
So we all just call it
renovation. Renovation is probably as.
Renovation of the.
And then the others are just pretty standard. Goals, let's see.
city continues working on the relationships with various groups and organizations in Discovery Bay. We start working on an action plan for the completion of phase one of Green Play. Let's see, and then just kind of look at our special interest offerings, see if there's different or creative ways that we can do some things going forward. And then definitely want to work on the marketing avenues to make sure that we're hitting everything. We're doing a good job on that. I think our Facebook, I said we were up to like 2,000 visitors or likes or whatever the right terminology is for that. So always keep an eye on the marketing side.
Okay.
Most good.
All right.
Thanks.
Page 12, we're on to general counsel, and this basically the same from year to year, is that he assists the general manager of the district and managers with negotiation preparation of job contracts and agreements, consult with district engineers regarding bid documents, draft any necessary ordinance, and basically help the general manager or the district with any necessary orders. Same with water and wastewater engineering. I just gave the book outsourced, and I gave just a quick overview about Rudolph and Scalmanini, who is our water engineer, and Herwood Engineering. Two of their key achievements were implemented and oversaw the water meter completion project and the water SCADA system upgrades. Herwood implemented and oversee the filtration project.
Hey, Dean. John Fawcett on there is no longer part of the firm. He retired.
Okay,
so
thank
just,
you.
And it's just you, Justin.
And there goes the best name in the water business. John Fawcett.
Okay. Page 14, district mission, visions, and goals and values. We reviewed these at the end, beginning of this fiscal year, January. I don't know if there are any changes that you'd like to make, but I'd use those same exact mission, vision, goals, and values. The transmittal letter on page 15 through 18 is just an overview of this entire budget document, which we're going to go through line by line. So it kind of just gives a quick summary of our capital improvement programs and our operation and maintenance program, a brief discussion on the accomplishments and things that we've succeeded with this year, kind of an overview of our budget from 17-18 versus the budget from 18-19 now. And that's pretty much it. So we're going to go line item by line item. You're welcome to read it if you'd like for a few minutes and give you a minute or two. Or we can move forward and get to...
Your discussions, the second paragraph. Where the state of California has lifted the drought restrictions.
Yes.
I would say some of the drought restrictions.
Okay.
That'd be more accurate, Lisa.
If
they have not completely lifted, oh yeah, we still have laws.
Okay.
On the drought.
Okay. I can change that.
And you'll update the date when you... Is that June
6, 2017? Oh, down here. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I apologize for being late. I had it on my calendar for 4 o'clock. This is just a draft.
This is just
run through. And then, did you talk about the process of what's going to happen going forward from here? We get more time than just 45 minutes today to review this thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll have this, and then what we'll do is we'll bring it back on June 6th, right?
The manager's report.
Yes, the manager's report. And what is that? That's just for the...
No, no, the public hearing is on June 20th.
Okay.
So, just
so hey, if we make any changes to this document today, then I'll bring it back on June 6th. We're going to give you a new copy of everything. And then you'll have that for 2 weeks, and then you adopt it on June 20th.
Can I do a draft letter?
I'm thinking that maybe we need it for 2 weeks first, so you don't do everything. So if we have changes to be made, we have time to make those changes, then you're not changing things twice. Unless I'm not hearing that correctly.
So we'll have this for 2 weeks, okay. June 6th, And then June 6th,
then there's another 2 weeks
there are
after
any
that.
Changes that I get via email or anything from you, I will make those changes.
Perfect.
Make those changes June 6th, and then you'll have it for 2 weeks for the budget adoption. On the
12th. Perfect.
Is that correct? Strategic goals, below the result of the Discovery-Based Strategic Planning meeting annually held in January. Some of our goals are fiscal sustainability, quality of life, which my print is the Q, but I noticed on some of the Q didn't print, so I'll make sure when I reprint it again, it does print the Q. Organizational transparency, organizational development, and capital investment.
Thank you, that's good. What page were you just referring to?
Page 19.
19?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. On page 20, I carried those strategic goals over, and then we kind of put them into objectives and the performance outlook of how we're going to achieve those goals. So fiscal sustainability, the objective is to balance revenues, expenditures, monitor trends and key revenue sources, provide core services. Performance outlook, how we're going to achieve those, or review expenditures versus budget reports for each department, conduct quarterly reviews, and make any adjustments needed. Quality of life, focus on key services, programs, and activities for seniors and youth, partner with service clubs to promote community-wide events, and maintain and expand parks throughout the community. And how will performance outlook for that provide quarterly reports on activities in youth, seniors, and parks, and recreation programs. And so on and so forth through organization transparency, organizational development, and capital investments.
Since transparency seems to
you guys follow each other?
Do you need any help?
I'm turning mine off so that doesn't happen.
That's what I'm trying to do.
We're trying to be slick and text each other back and forth so we don't know. Cat's out of the bag now.
So because, just a comment on the organizational transparency. It always seems to come up when someone doesn't get the information that they want. And this is something that I really like. Is that it defined? So under the objective, it really says we're going to use social media, we're going to use our website, and to me, what that last one was, we're going to conduct public meetings in certain spots. But the performance outlook only covers a website.
Okay.
So should we cover to make sure that the meeting, or maybe it's a replication of the objective, but to make sure we utilize
sure.
it.
Okay.
And public meetings, I mean, here we have one now, nobody's here. Mm-hmm. So we should identify that they have the opportunity here.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Page 21. These are the current authorized positions. As you see for 18 and 19, we've added a new position. There's only one, Parks and Maintenance Worker 1.
Somebody's being elevated to Landscape 3.
There is one.
Already?
There is one.
Yeah, Marcos.
Marcos
is
in Landscape 3.
Okay, because he wasn't on Landscape 3 last year.
Yeah, I believe Catherine actually was there.
Okay.
Okay. Organizational chart by department. So under Board of Directors, we have General Manager and General Counsel. We have a finance department, a water department, a wastewater department, lighting and landscape and recreation, and all their duties that fall under those. It's fairly basic for small. On page 23 are your salary and wages. These are your range numbers, your hourly, minimum hourly, your hourly monthly, and your hourly maximum, and then your monthly max based on a 40-hour work week. Per each position we have with the Discovery Bank. Okay. As we stated last year, there was a minimum wage adjustment that was going to be happening. So this kind of just outlines the minimum wage adjustment. The numbers in green represented the existing salary rates that were effective before 1/1/18. The number in blue represents the immediate effective rate, and the numbers in red are the new pay scale rates for the minimum wage increase.
Does the reference step one, step two, is that the annual?
It's a merit increase as opposed to a raise.
Yes, but it's effective January 1st of every year.
Right.
Step two would be next year. Step three would be the following year. Am I reading that right?
Right, for an employee that goes in there, but I can tell you on 1/1/19, those figures all change. Because the minimum wage rate changes to $12, so I think we need the graph for 01/01/19.
That'd be good. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit make that clear.
Okay. Did I say that right?
Well, if you said that right, then this is obsolete.
No, this is current. Actually, current
through the end of the year.
Then it's a switch on 1/1/19.
Well, we get out of column.
It's just a whole new chart because there's all recalculations because when the minimum wage goes up, other people in other categories are affected by that minimum wage as well.
Okay. Page 25 just kind of gives you the budget cycle process and how we start in January, the things that we get accomplished in February, the analysis and enterprise fund and revenue projections are done in March. We do budget proposal, and then in May we do the budget presentation to the board of directors, which we are at now, and then in June we'll do budget adoptions. Okay. Page 26 is just kind of a budget overview for the entire district. I just graphed it out so you can see in the graph one, the district revenue, how much of the percentage we derive from each department. So you can see Contra Costa County is the red. Those are what the reimbursements that we get for maintaining their properties. Our water services brings in 34% of our revenue. Wastewater is our largest chunk, obviously, and that's 54% of the revenue. 1% for new development, 7% for lighting and landscaping, 8 services, and then lighting landscape 9 services is a whopping 1%.
It's a great graphic,
It's really well done, thanks.
Yeah, and then the district-wide expenditures. And you can kind of see it, they're fairly in line.
The question on the development, Pantages is not starting, so Pantages would be into the development.
It would be.
But there's nothing in it that is up
to date. Right now it's just the Kuiper homes and whatever homes they're building over at the lakes.
Okay.
And then I just graphed it a little bit differently on page 27 just to show you a different view. So this is district revenue versus the expenditures. Why there's such a large increase in the 16-17, those are the bond proceeds that we received. So you'll see that we pulled in quite a bit of money and we've spent it then through 17-18 period. And those were the filtration and the water meter project, and that's the bulk of the spend for the actuals.
Well, these projections, I guess it's showing that we're spending into our reserves then, if our expenditures are more than our revenue. Is that what that shows?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and it's mostly due to capital, not necessarily O&M.
And the primary reason for the imbalance is the bonds?
For the imbalance of actuals 2016-17 in the red, that huge increase in revenue is because we received bond proceeds. So yes.
And that's the two bonds.
Those are the two,
the
8.8 million. And then yes, the large spend and mostly from capital projects. And you'll see some of the capital projects we have planned for 18-19, which we will map out are we have to build a well soon. We have a water tank to build. We have a lot of D-night that's coming up. We have to rehab wells 4 and 2, 4A and 2, excuse me. So, and then we have to refurb plant 1. So, a lot of money being spent in capital.
Well, 5 is the one that's limping.
Pardon me?
Well, 5 is limping.
That would be the issue.
Yeah, there's money involved in closing that well.
It's about
you have to abandon it once we do well 8. Yeah.
Yes, and that's about $75,000 too.
But is it a high cost to close it out?
No. Okay. Abandon it?
No.
Okay.
$75,000,
I think we
got. $75,000?
Oh,
that's a lot to me.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Monthly retirement for you.
Okay, so now let's go through the numbers and we'll see how this works. So administration services, revenue, operations and maintenance, and capital improvements. And these are the county-owned zones. There's typically a wash there, so whatever we do in those zones, we bill back the county for and we receive the money back. If there is a little bit of a delay in from when we bill them to when they pay us, so there could be some delay there. But typically it's a pretty good wash. Okay. Their budget increased this year a little bit, so we were able to increase that budget. Last year for Zone 35, it was $16,600 for their budget. It increased to $19,300 this year.
Where are you?
I'm just telling you numbers now, page 28. So I combined all the numbers into one.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to just break them out for you verbally. So 35, 57, 61, those budgets combined together total that 283. $16,000 last year was for Zone 35. This year they've increased it to $19,300. Last year 57 was $60,000. They've increased it to $69,000, 858. 61 was $145,000 last year. They've increased that to $194,220. That gives Brian just a little bit more wiggle room just to maintain those zones, but not a lot. So, there are no planned capital improvements. That's on page 29 for these zones that I know of.
Can we put in the word there that zones are
something in that sense that it specifies that we're talking about zones?
Okay.
It's just a little more clear.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's hit the water. So page 30. We'll move into water service revenue, operations maintenance, and capital improvements. So this revenue table below identifies the various sources of revenue for the water department. So the line item number, account code 2031-1500, SEC collections for water. That was when we collected water on the tax roll. We're receiving a little bit of money so far to date because there are a few residents that still are on the tax roll. This number is through March. It is not including the second half of the tax payment that we'll be receiving in April yet. We just received April's GLs from the county in the middle of last week, so I did not have enough time to prepare everything, close it out, and get it ready for this document. So I will do that. For the June 6th, I'll update this. Let's see. Same thing with SEC collections meter account charge. We've received in $600,000 of the anticipated $1 million that we are looking at. And next year we budgeted 1.2, and that is coming off of the rate study, the anticipated revenues from Bartlewell's rate study. Water charges, we look to be doing pretty good. We budgeted $1.9 million so far through March. We brought in $1.2 million. So it looks good so far. It doesn't feel like we're off track at all. I'm hoping that we reach our revenue limits. Next year, we budgeted $2.2 million. Those were the estimations from, I think it was from 15 units of water per month per resident. So that's what we want. Let's see. So, meter charge, TOW sponsored events, reimbursements or just small reimbursements that we might receive for the water department. Miscellaneous, you'll notice we've received $14,000. Those are anything for a utility billing adjustment when it comes to a tampering fee, a shutoff fee, a refund checks. When we spend with our credit card, we get refund checks, and so we put that money.
We're in a learning curve moving forward right now as to what we're going to have for revenues for water once the meters are put in. We don't know how conservation is going to affect it. We don't know a lot of things. So how are we working, informing the board in advance, as quickly as possible to be able to understand whether we need to do a modifier rate study or do another rate study or to make sure that we're not going to all of a sudden be spending past our reserves, because we don't know where it's going to be. Maybe it won't be a problem, mm-hmm. but there's a good chance that our revenues are going to decrease per household based on the new water meter installation. So how are you guys looking at that moving forward as a staff? How are you, what time frame are you looking at to evaluate that and so we can stay ahead of the curve? I don't know if I'm saying this clearly or not. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do. So what we can do is we're doing our monthly closes. And so I can look and give you an update every month that I can to show you where our revenue is at. If it looks like it's in jeopardy, or do you want it just every month?
That's probably more than, maybe just know that in 3 months, especially going into the summer, mm-hmm. That'll be a pretty good indication. We want to be on top of that. Mm-hmm. Because if we have to increase rates, because we want to know this so we can communicate this as clearly as possible to the public as soon as possible.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And that's really what my main, that's the big variable that we don't know anything about at this point.
We can't model that.
And it's, I'm sorry?
We can't model that. Like the cheap. We have other communities that went online and conserved it. And we baselined all these different communities for our water users. So, can we have any examples of like?
Well, this year is an anomaly because half the residents are on meters, mm-hmm. half the residents are off meters, yeah. and we've had the meter installation. So it's kind of a difficult.
Got to check in 6 months to see where we're at.
Yeah, and so everybody's fully metered and they're not paying anything on the tax roll anymore, which is July 1. Then we can kind of watch on a monthly basis.
Might be a couple year transition, right?
We can give you a quarter. We can give you a quarterly.
I think it's just something you guys really need to track behind. I'm very concerned about it. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And as you can see, it looks fairly good right now. I mean, from line item 20, 31, 6,000, our water meter charges are 1.2, and we're at March, and our goal is 1.9. So. Now it's getting hotter, and we're hoping that people are starting to use more water. It looks very close. So,
based on how inexpensive the water bills are right now, mm-hmm. people are probably not going to conserve as much as we think they are, because the water bills are pretty. My last bill was, now that things have calmed down a little bit and we kind of got things, you know, $3.29 or something.
Are you saying you spend a little, you use a little bit more water, leave the faucet on?
No, what I'm saying is that, no. I
pay you a visit with a little door hangers.
That's right.
For using water.
I got a plug for the sink so the cat can have his water sit in the bowl instead of letting it run. Just kidding, because don't want to get the wrong idea.
This year, I think, is going to be the testing year for everybody, because to the resident, I'm sure this is a bill they never had before. Even though it was taken out of the taxes, they didn't feel it because it was just a tax bill. So they're going to start to see it, so they'll conserve until their lawn turns around, and then they'll start to increase and realize they can afford it. And so I think we're going to go into a dip, and then that would be my expectation, and then come back out of it. But how far we come back out of it?
I'm thinking we track it quarterly, and we map, and then we keep those statistics and measure against it quarterly each year as we go to see how we're tracking in those quarterly monthly periods.
Yeah. That's good. Bernie, you got something?
I just have a question. How does it compare to what the tax roll, how the tax roll was built on the water compared to how the town's billing now? What's the comparison? How was the county billing the water bill?
Well, you can. Last year it was $552.
It was a set price. It was an average. Well, the normal house was $522.
So it's just been a set flat.
Pretty simple.
It was a flat fee.
Since it wasn't based on usage, we knew what it was going to be. Yeah. We didn't have to track anything. It was we could make our budget based on what we knew we were going to collect based on the number of households and the amount that was coming in. The only variable was on the other side of town.
So based on that flat fee of $500.
Sure. We still got an account charge to supplement on the tax bill, so we'll see.
But you can take the 550, whatever it was, multiply times the number of homes and see, and then just put a linear line up, mm-hmm. and then see where we are according to that.
And it's only affecting half the community. Yeah. We can still track it.
Try to get
on the other half.
We've got to be there.
Good call, right? That's a good model right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So then we move into developer capacity fees, permit fees, inspection fees. We had a couple water meter rentals, and then revenue. So so far today we've brought in $2.5 million of the $3.2 million budget, and next year we're budgeting $3.584 million. Okay. Any questions? Okay, expenditures. So, of course, we have salary and wages, overtime, group insurance. Just it looks like we missed the mark on group insurance. You know, there were a couple of individuals that never purchased group insurance, and now they all wanted to get on it. And so it just kind of inflated it. So next year, we I worked with Sue a little bit. If every single employee got group insurance, we budget for that, for the water portion. And then the other half in wastewater. Workers' comp. That's a bill we get once a year, so it looks like we're fine there. We're going to get billed that at the end of the year, so it looks like we've had the adjustment so far brought to the actuals, which was $660, and then we'll get our bill at the end of the year and we'll true it up. 457B plan, those are individuals that are contributing, so that comes out of their paycheck.
Question. Why do we think our workman's comp is going to be, where are we going to be less than 18-19? In 1920 than we did in 1718 when we got it.
Because I think I worked with Sue to get a workers' comp.
Okay.
Let's see. Temporary employees, I always put something in there just to be there just in case. We usually budget about $3,000. So far to date, we haven't really used any. We had Hannah, that was for the water meter project. And right now we are using some temporary because we had to have somebody fill in for Willow. So Elizabeth is joining us from a Robert Half company.
Good.
Board of Directors compensation. Let's see. Travel and meetings for the Board of Directors. We leave it at $2,400. I don't believe there's any more travel from now until the end of the year, so we're under budget.
We're truly not spending enough. Okay.
Let's move on. If there are any questions, dues and subscriptions, we haven't spent very many for water. Memberships were under our budget as well. Move on to page 30. Okay, so the line item, that's consulting, which is the first line there, it looks like we're well under budget. That will be journaled in by the end of the year. So right now we have all consulting fees under projects. It is not capital though, so we keep it under there so I can see how much the total cost of capital project is. We'll be journaling that out at the end of the year and putting it into its proper category under consulting. Okay. If you want to move down to contract mailing, it looks like we usually budget $15,000. That was always for the DB West side. With the new meters going in, I'm sorry.
Give us a number. 7276.
7276 contract mailing.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. So we always budget about $15,000, but now with the new meters, I kind of did an estimation of how much it's going to cost us to send out all the water bills. It's about $39,000 for next year. For all water bills, okay, on a monthly basis. So that's going to be a very large increase. Let's see. Legal, looks like we've overspent a little bit in legal already. That was mainly due in looking at legal bills with water meter projects, questions, make sure things are legal, count two kind of questions. If you look at line item number 2041-7301, annual audit service, that gets billed at the end of the year. So she's preparing a bill and she'll send it to me. We'll pay it by the end of the year. Okay. I always hope they don't send it back. election expense, next year there's an election, so we put $4,000 in water, and then the other portion will be in wastewater. So it's a water-wastewater split for election expense. Otherwise.
Election's not this year. Election this year? Isn't election this year?
Next year.
Fiscal year. She's referring to next fiscal year.
Next 18.
Oh, it's going to be after June. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Sorry, Sam. It's kicked you in the head, huh, buddy?
Right, November.
You're right. I'm sorry. Fiscal
year. Okay. I'll let you kind of plow through. The only other line item I wanted to highlight was line item number 2041-7404, water meters and registers. Yes. So we budgeted about $93,000. We've overspent, but just we didn't just buy those and just put them in the ground. Those are being reimbursed back for the new development. So every time they pull a permit, we buy a meter, we put it, install it, and we charge them for the meter and we charge them for the installation. So I never know how many you're going to build that year. We're trying to guesstimate. And so we're estimating about $93,000 worth of purchases for next year to continue to build out in kind of homes.
Do we get reimbursed that $93,000?
They'll pay us back for those meters, yes.
As they pull building permits.
Right.
So there must be an offsetting account somewhere that shows income for that?
Yes.
Okay.
General repairs pumps. We haven't utilized anything for those this year. General repairs, 7406. So this is the lowest it's been in years, probably due to the meter project and infrastructure repairs that we've done. We budgeted 350. So far, we've spent 255. I'm not going to hold my breath. We might hit that number. Yeah, because it still is in this fiscal year. We're still doing some repairs. But next year, that'll be a very interesting line item to watch. With all the infrastructure repairs that we've done, we spent $793,000 during the water meter project for infrastructure repairs. It'll be interesting to see if that really helped with a lot of the water leaks. Okay. The next line item I'd like to mention is 2041-7417, instrument controls. This is a new line item number. Talking with Bernie, he'd like to start detailing out some more of the items that he bills to, and so we've added that in. It looks like minor equipment and furniture, there's zero there. I'm going to remove that line in its entirety. Rent, building rent, we're leaving.
Yes. So, building rent, just we got a budget of $13,000, we're already at $13,200.
Yes.
Rent seems to be something that should be a fixed, easy target, but somewhat changed.
So we budgeted about $13,000. We have $13,200. Yeah, it increased a little bit. So they did it. We're paying rent to this building. So the town offices.
We should know exactly what that number is, so we missed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reason?
No. I think they didn't increase the 3%. We discussed it maybe after we built this. So.
This is May. Okay.
Building maintenance. That's usually a hot topic. Just some of the things that you guys like to know what's going into our building maintenance. It's our alarm company, our janitorial, mats from Cintas, pest control, and that is line item 2041-7441. All of our insurances get billed at one time at the end of the year. So instead of monthly bills, sometimes I ask organizations just to send me one. Yeah, and so those will be billed by the end of the year. Another thing that we've increased, and I actually worked with Virgil and Gregory on this, is our electrical costs, 2041-7481. We're already over, and that was due to the increase in PG&E costs. And it looks like we're increasing that to $400,000 next year, and then $420,000 for the year after that.
Okay. Is that also due to the new filtration?
No, this is water. Right. On the other side, gotcha. But wastewater it will be.
Gotcha. Okay.
But when we build our new well, I don't know if we're going to need to utilize some more electrical then. So we'll have to look at that and increase that as well. Chemicals is another line item that is over now. They've increased their chemical rate. So even though we're part of that San Ramon, consortium, they've increased the chemical rates. And I can't remember what they were, Virgil.
Excuse me, they were 46 cents, or we're paying 46 cents until the end of June, and then it jumps up to 64 cents starting July 1st. So we're going to try to bulk up in June. We can only go so much because our tanks only carry 1,100 gallons each. But the tank, because we are consortium, initially years ago we were paying just over $2 a gallon, and now it's starting to jump back up there. 60 cents a gallon right now. I mean, 46 cents right now a gallon. But next year, 64 cents a gallon.
Yeah, and you'll see that on the wastewater side as well. It's definitely an increase. Miscellaneous bank charges. We're over the budget. We budgeted for $12,000 for next year just because we have more water meters. These are return check charges. These are American Express charges. All these extras that banks or companies charge us for. Okay.
Those are non-recoverable.
Well, we get them back from, we charge the customer. So if they bounce a check, we get charged and we charge them the $30. So if they bounce a check, it's a $30 fee. So they are.
It's also our credit card charge?
So we have American Express. If people use American Express, we pay for it. And we can't pass that on to the customer because we get a government rate. So that's what we can't do.
So these people that are paying $1.06, like, or $65 or whatever, like my last bill, and they pay it with a credit card. Mm-hmm. Is there a minimum?
No.
We'll probably pay them more in the credit card charge than they are in some of the
percent.
It's a
percent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can't recover that back.
We are
getting a government rate.
Is it a percentage or a minimum?
I think we use a percentage.
It's a board policy.
What's the government rate? Standard rate's like 4%.
Yeah, it's less than that. So.
Is it required that we accept American Express? Why firms don't?
No, it's not required.
So the cost is very high.
And that's not the only one. It's American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, they all charge us.
American Express is expensive, and a lot of businesses are dropping it as a result.
It's not even more expensive.
It's more expensive.
It's a percent more.
Yeah.
It's 1% more. In the commercial market. I don't know what it is in the government market.
And most people don't pay, if they have a dollar water bill, they're not paying that. They usually don't pay with a credit card. I mean, they'll wait till the next month, or they'll just write a check, or they'll come down and drop off their check.
But it's a percentage.
Okay.
And you're going to drop the zeros? You already mentioned that.
I did. Yeah.
So let me just go back to that for a second. We're just talking about the bank. Where was that?
Miscellaneous
bank charges, $10,000. Yeah, you're telling me we recovered that entire $10,000 because we charged that back to the customer?
Not all of it. If it's a return check fee, we get that.
Okay, that's where the credit card fees come in. Okay,
yeah, but I'm with you. Credit card fees, we do not get back. So that's just the cost of doing business.
And that's just kind of a crapshoot right now, because we don't know how many people are going to use credit cards and how many people are going to use debit cards, which don't have the same fee attached to them, and that type of thing.
When we have a rate study, would that be an item that we could put in the calculation?
No, we can't. We cannot recover the
charges
because it's a government.
Right,
yes.
If you accept the card, you can't recover the fee.
Because we are paying a government rate, therefore we cannot recover that fee.
So we can go back and figure out what our cost is that we lose by offering American Express and make a decision whether we want to continue that. And then we look at how many people are using it. Mm-hmm. It could be that we affect very few people.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Visa. I think probably the final list will be using American Express.
That's right.
It's a lot
charge.
Less than Visa MasterCard.
So it may not be. So we don't even know if it's American Express. But American Express does carry the highest rate.
They do. It's a combination.
We should get more.
We take American Express, Discover, Visa, and MasterCard.
Okay.
all of them charge us something for a transaction.
Of the 10,000, it would be interesting to see what the percentage is. Mm-hmm. So,
the only other thing that I want to point out is the debt service. Last year when we made this budget, we thought we were going to be paying a full debt service by December and January. We were able to negotiate to mush that debt service out because of the water meter project's delay, and so therefore we're under budget. But next year you'll see that we're putting the entire debt service for the 2012 and 2017 water bonds at 257.94. Public Works permit, that's over budget. I never know what projects we're going to need permits for. It's a hard one to meet the target.
Much of those were for water meters because we had to shut down streets at the time, the valve leaks. So that means then I had to cut into the street, which I then had to get a permit from the county. So most of those were related primarily to the water meters and the water leaks that we have in the streets. But I foresee less of them going forward.
Okay.
What about property taxes? What is that? I mean, not that it's a large dollar amount, but it's a high percentage. It's 300% of what the budget, we already spent 300% of the budget.
Okay, well, I can increase the budget.
We should know our property
taxes. Yeah, last year was only 150, so.
There was an issue with property taxes that Catherine worked out with Sue, and there were some, I don't know, they were coded wrong or they were being charged for the wrong apartment, so she somehow corrected them. So we budgeted the $1,200, and then all of a sudden now it's $2,961. So I'm assuming it would be a little bit of that and a little more increase, so I can increase this budget a little bit to reflect that.
We should be able to get that number from pretty accurate.
Any more questions for water?
Good job.
And capital improvements. This doesn't detail out every capital improvement, it's just showing the budget. When we get to the back, I have a whole capital improvement section, and that will detail every little one item out. So for capital improvements, for water capital improvements for this year, for next fiscal year, we have budgeted $1,237,173. Equipment $20,000, and that is for a brush for the Giel, partial payment for the brush for the Giel, and security cameras and some other security items. The rest is really infrastructure replacement. What encompasses the water capital is really the site location for well 8, rehabbing of well 4A and well 2, also doing a cross-connection survey, and then some other items within water capital, which I'll go through the details a little bit more. So that's what makes up the 1.2.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. On the 18-19, where you were talking about code 1100 there, $120,000 for budgeted, you said that's for security equipment?
Yeah.
And for, I think that's going to be enough money.
That's split. It's the water portion of it. So it's not the entire security. I mean, he had in there security cameras of 50,000, 20,000, you know. So
what do you have done with 70?
But unless he has a different number to give me for capital, that's what I would do.
Okay.
I have for the security cameras is what I had in there.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Okay, and then I give a quick synopsis of just the water department and the water meter project, you know, how much it cost, what we budgeted, how much it cost, our bond monies, and then how much of the water reserves we utilize. I gave you a presentation on the water meter project, and we needed to use about $1.6 million of our reserve. The total project cost was $3.129 million, and we installed 343,496 meters. Some of the things I want you to keep in mind are the capital improvement projects. We have to do a site acquisition for our new well. We're going to have to build a new well in 1912, and that is budgeted for $1.8 million. So we need to think about
how much?
$1.8 million. That's just for the build. That's not the site acquisition or other things. So we're also going to be doing a cross-connection survey. So we'll need to discuss in the future how we're going to fund these.
Okay. What is a cross-connection survey?
Cross-connection survey is required by the Department of Health to do periodically. And that is, we have to do a survey at every home, 6,900 homes we have, to verify if they have a pool, that they're not somehow water from that pool if they turn on the pump. And come back into the public water system. So you either got to have what we call a check valve that protects it, or a backflow device that stops it from coming into the public water system. So it'd be pool, ponds, folks who live on the deep water, a lot of them have a hose going down to their dock. That hose could fall into the delta, and you could have a shutdown of your system and suck up the water through the delta into the public water system. So it's a safety check to do that. You have to do that periodically, and we've been really negligent on pushing that away, keep pushing it away, pushing it away, and now it's caught up with us, and we have to do it.
So while you're on stage, 1.8 million, how much was our last well?
I think right about there. Now it's going to be, I think it was a little less than that, but what it's going to be is 8. We've talked about two scenarios. One is you do a normal well nearby one of your treatment plants so that the water, we call it raw water, pump out of the ground, you can bring it right into the treatment plant. We're looking at it, thinking of a theory of building it at the north end of town by the lakes there and just put a small filter on it, and then you would feed that into the system from there. And because of the filter you're adding, you just need a little bit bigger land environment or bigger square footage area to do the work with that.
Okay. Is the 1.8 million, does that include the site survey?
No.
Site survey meaning?
You're now doing site survey to figure out where it is.
What we're trying to do is get our hands around how much square foot we really need to, because I have to figure in the crane and the drill rigs and the support equipment that they have, but or temporarily rent somebody's property next door while we do that. We did that when we did well 6 for the church. We temporarily rented some of their property because we came through their property to drill rig wise. We parked it there for more. So it depends on which scenario do we do. If it's just strictly a well, then it's a smaller footprint. If we're drilling in a well and a filtering system and it's a little larger.
Okay. And this well is to increase capacity or replace?
It is to replace well number 5A.
So we're only pulling half of 5A.
We're not pulling anything of 5A.
I thought it was a filter. No. So if we're not using it, we're able to meet the needs today.
Yeah, because you still have to have prevent for fire in the future and for new homes that we have coming on the horizon.
So over the next 10 to 20 years, could we see another well in the future?
It's possible, depending on...
not because of growth.
It could be because of growth. And or it could be if the well failed you. The well, the oldest well we have right now, well 2, mm-hmm. right next door here, and that's our oldest. Someday we might drill that and we'll replace that.
So mm-hmm. you said we have to figure out where to find the money for this? Reserves we have and what do we
some of it would be reserves, and I think she's already collecting what we call capacity fee for wells. So some of that money would come out of that.
Okay. All right, so we'll go through our reserves real quick. So Okay. So we'll look down at our reserves. As you can see in the water reserves, we did have 1.67 million. We now have 48,000 because we had to utilize about 1.629107 for our water meter completion project. Okay. Infrastructure booster pump replacement, we still continue to build that. We haven't utilized yet. Infrastructure replacement, so our water infrastructure fund, we've reduced that by $793,000. So and that was for the meter completion project. We did all those infrastructure fixes. Okay. So we're really hoping for no more That would be great. Again, for generators and replacement fund, we are just continuing to build that. Facility vehicle replacement fund, we're continuing to build that. Same thing. I just want to take out the vehicle piece. That's facility replacement fund, and then the bottom is vehicle replacement fund. Now, what we did put in the water rate, the water study, was a water rate study infrastructure build. And what that was for is we were noticing we were having some piping issues. So at the far end of town, we were probably going to have to replace some pipes. So we wanted to start building a reserve for that. And so really that's what that's for. Okay? So every year we're building onto that, and that water rate should help us build that up. And so this is what we anticipated.
You're calling it the water rate study infrastructure because it's identified by the water rate study?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's specified in that water rate study that that's we're building a reserve for mainline replacements and things of that nature. Okay.
Maybe it could be called that's
whatever you
for transparency purpose, that doesn't tell you it's not really what it is. It's the reserve is not for the water rate study. And that's how it's being defined right now. The reserve is to replace pipe, aged piping, correct? Can we be a little more clear on
sure.
If somebody reads it, they're gonna go, why are we saving them? Why put $1 million away for a water rate study? Because that's what it reads right now.
Okay.
Distribution.
You guys know the terms better than I do. I just know that if somebody read that, I looked at it and went, $1 million for a water rate study? What are we? $3 million over 3 years, that's what hell of a study.
Okay. All right, let's move that.
And just wait on the page, the second paragraph on page 34.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the estimated cost right in the middle of this well, and you refer to well 8, 2, and 4, reservation 2 and 4, is $547,000. Is that for the...
No, that should be just for 2 and 4A.
Okay, then we should.
Oh, actually, no, it's for the site. It's the site acquisition.
Yep.
So that 547 is the site acquisition, well 2 and well 4A we have.
Okay.
So, make it
so that when I read it, the estimated cost of this well after talking about
sure.
It, it looked like
that's $1 million
to cover all three, and we got $1.8 million for just
okay.
One. Okay.
I'll make it one.
Clarification.
All right, developer fees. So over the years, we've collected capacity connection fees for the water. So far in the bank, to date, we have $1.4 million for water. So there's a good portion of your well. Okay. I've added about $30,000 each year just for development of cover homes, just a guesstimate of guessing where we think we're going to be adding it some more. Okay. So that's what we have right now. That is a good portion of the well. So that's we can cover it that way, if that's the way we choose to. Okay. Pray nothing breaks before then. All right? And then I just kind of describe, we maintain a water reserve and why. All right? I just put out the water utility rate. This is a rate from our rate study. I just put a little, picture in there so that we can see what our water rate is. No.
I'm just wondering, if we have water utility rate and we start off with a wastewater rate study, I think I know what you're trying to do, that if you want to look at that, you got to go somewhere else, but it looks a little confusing. Is this water or wastewater?
Okay.
It was a water and wastewater rate study, right?
There are two different rate studies. Two separate, yeah.
That sentence that may be down here at the bottom of the little spot.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's water,
And
I wrote this so many times.
No, and let me just, we're not being critical. This is going to help you get less questions from the people that are going to dive. If we see issues that can make it more clear, you're going to get less questions.
No, it's fine. And I've read this over and over and over again.
And sometimes you still see the same thing, right?
Yeah,
right. I just want to make sure you understand we're trying to be helpful, not critical.
Yeah. Okay, and I will. Okay, wastewater. roll. It's very simple, and we collect it twice a year in December and in April. Again, this is through March because I did not have time to close April. It takes me over a week to close the month after we received the GLs from the county, which we received in the middle of last week. So I will do that, and then I will update these numbers for the June 6th meeting, so you'll see updated, okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so the only thing I want to point out here is under other 5243, we have $118,000. That's an anomaly. I'm not going to change our budget, I don't believe. It is the Veolia deposit. So,
it's an anomaly what?
Veolia gave us a 50% deposit for our, what was it for?
ACL.
Yeah.
314.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what that is. So thank you very much, Veolia. Otherwise, everything is pretty standard quo. We have a developer connection, developer capacity fees, permit fees, and inspection fees.
The developer capacity fees.
Okay. So I'm guesstimating, you know, we do our best to guess. We put in an $80,000 budget. They pulled more permits. And so we brought in, so far today, $366,000. I'm trying to guesstimate how many I think they're going to pull for next year.
Well, you missed on the right direction.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to put in $400,000 or $500,000 and then they pull three permits. So I'm trying to be fairly conservative with that. Okay.
He's almost reached his max.
Yeah. It's not gonna be that same thing next year.
No. So all that money goes into the ECC developer account, and it's water and wastewater only in there. At the end of the year, we pull out the permit fees and the inspection fees because those are really operating, and we put them in the account. So you'll see a check at the end of the year when we pull those out, and we only leave the capacity and connection fees in there. Okay.
Is this affected by Newport Point at all?
Well,
I don't even know if that's being moved along or not.
It's been kind of stalled, right?
Yeah.
If they do come along, then they'll be the most.
Yeah.
It'll be extra.
Okay.
And so, so far to date, we've brought in $3.7 million of the $5,500,000 we thought we were going to bring in. Next year, we're estimating about $5.7 million. Okay? All right. When we get into expenditures, a lot of the same issues are as of the water. So when we get into group insurance, again, I just missed the mark. Worked with Sue a little bit, and looks like it's going to be about $149,000. Everybody gets insurance, and this is the split between water and wastewater. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to TODV sponsored events. Right now, there's $5,300 that we brought into actual. Those were banners and awards for our 20th year anniversary, which I know Sue did a very good job of getting people to sponsor us. So. You'll see an offset. We move down to consulting services on page 38, line item number 21417271. Again, it looks very low, but at the end of the year, we pull the consulting fees out of the capital project and we journal them here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that right away. I thought we were saving money.
No, I'm not. I keep everything under one capital project so we can see what the total capital cost is.
No, I think that makes sense. I'm thinking, how could that be that low? I knew there was a reason.
Yeah. You're not saving money. One other thing I want to highlight is 21417393. Vehicle and equipment. We purchased two trucks and we needed to put lights on the trucks, and that was just this. The cost of that, all the light bars, the safety bars, all the lighting on there.
73.
And that's not all of it. So 7393. So two trucks, two light bars, and then maintenance for all vehicles, wastewater. So a lot of maintenance items in there. So oil changes, tires, that kind of stuff. Okay. There's a water meter register line item. I'm removing that. It's all zeros. That should not be there. I'm going to remove it. Otherwise, wastewater actually looks pretty good.
So 7406,
Is that high? Is there a 75,000 hiding someplace that's going to hit us by the end of the year?
No.
Oh, that's actually a low one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that came categories because we used to have a general repairs, we had general repair pumps, and so I've been working with Bernie, and we've kind of been having.
It needs to be budgeted for it. I'm just happy we just haven't been able to spend it this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
I've noticed that if you look at 7415 computer software, you've got that each of the categories. In each case, it looks very favorable. Mm-hmm. Are we just running smooth here? Or?
Well, we could turn it any time, but we need to update all of our equipment. And
yeah.
So this software applies to office machines, not stadiums. It's all of our equipment.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to live running smooth this year.
Yes.
Thanks, Jinx.
Yeah. UV parts, we haven't spent too much there. We're under budget. And then instrument controls, we haven't spent anything there, but that's a new line item. Let's see. So we'll go on to page 39. I'll just point out building maintenance. Everybody's usually interested in building maintenance. It's very low this year. It's only spent about half. And that, again, is alarm, pest control, Cintas for new mat for mats, janitorial. That's kind of what that line item is. Again, if we move down to electrical, 7481. We are still under the budgeted amount for, even though we put in the new filtration, but remember, it was just completed in December. We have not hit any of the summer months yet. We worked with Gregory and Virgil, and we think next year we should budget about $500,000.
They do plan to raise their rates.
Yeah, due to rate increases and running the new filtration system through the summer. Okay. Chemicals, again, we were over budget, so 7495 due to the rate increase in chemicals.
Yeah, mainly that's because of that, but also the filtering system. We're still trying to dial that in.
Oh, yeah.
We may have to at times use chemicals to dial that.
Yeah.
Now, that cost, it's our burden. We can't go back because it didn't do something it was supposed to do.
Well, I think one of the things today that we're having an issue with that we haven't had a clean hand around it, the Belgium issue. And so we're still, first half is going to have a job, I think, on dialing it in to get us under the permits that we need to get to before we start hitting any fines. But we're playing with it, we're tweaking it. They are.
So debt service, obviously this is through March. We just completed another payment, so that will show up and you'll see that increase. Other than that, that's wastewater. It's smooth and simple, which it hasn't been in years, but...
We once again have a property tax issue, though.
Yeah, I can fix that. Capital improvements, what the main concern is for wastewater capital improvement structures, that $2.014 million is plant one rehab. That's the majority of that $2 million. Equipment is $30,000, and that is for the gear brush and security cameras, which I think was budgeted $50,000 and split between water and wastewater. Other than that, it's all of our infrastructure that we add to every fiscal year. And again, I'll go through capital when we get to the capital sheets.
I'm ready. I'm waiting to hear. Yeah, I'm waiting. We're about, yeah. Must be a reason. Well, I'm looking at our budgeted fiscal year expense capital improvement 1.9 and we're 5.7. So if you look at column 2 and 3,
right,
total.
And mostly is the filtration project that's carried over.
Okay.
So that's what that would be. Okay.
I make a typo thing, a change is under page 41, the first sentence there, title, the T-I-T-T-L-H.
Yeah, thank you.
Unless Y.A. Tittle did it.
Huh?
Unless Y.A. Tittle did it. son, you're just too young, you don't remember him.
So we're one of, so help me understand why the blue's so high.
Sure.
You know, the expenditures because of where what the second and third highest.
Yeah, so again, with the filtration project, we received the bond in the 16-17 fiscal year, so that's why that red line is so high. We held off and held off and held off on payments as much as we could, and then we paid everything when we received bond funds. So our expenses there look very high in 17-18.
So as we get to 2020, then we start to...
we start to even out.
But is it an anomaly that the actual revenue is unreasonably low for 17-18 actuals? Because, I mean, even compared to the 3 years around...
It is, because it's only through March. We have not received the tax payment yet, which was in April.
Thank you. And in fact, this is relying on the county to give us our money.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll look at reserves. We have not touched wastewater reserves, and it's a good thing because the main project we're going to have coming up very quickly is denitrification. And so that's anywhere from $3 to $8 million. And so we're trying to build up to be able to utilize reserves for that instead of having to do it over bond. And so still need to decide if we're going to be building it inside the filtration or outside. So that's a decision for water and wastewater to discuss and then to bring to the board.
So we don't, I don't know if I heard you right. We have bantered back and forth on $2 million or $8 million.
Yes. Yeah. And if they have $2 or $3 million.
We haven't totally decided yet because the technology is constantly changing. So you could do it inside the observation ditch. And,
I'd like to decide on $2 million, please.
If you do it inside the observation ditch, it's less expensive. If you do it outside, then it drives up the price.
Yeah, I don't know if it was $2 or $3 million, but it's pricey.
But there's some crystal ball things that make the choices very difficult, especially if what we hear with the Chicchini land sale over there and things of that nature. So
that's
a lot of factors.
If you build it inside, you cannot expand it. So that's...
And we're locked in.
Yeah.
And a third.
So that's still...
Yeah.
Well, is there a reason why we're not contributing to that reserve in 2021?
Well, I would love to. It's just that we're, we didn't have...
The reserve, contributing to that reserve, meaning what?
Adding more funds to it like we are on the other reserve.
Oh, for the denitrification, more likely, you would want to contribute to
water reserves.
This is the wastewater reserve line item. I usually wait to the end of the year to see if there's anything left over, and that's what we contribute as best as we can. And so far, we haven't been able to contribute a lot because of our large projects. So. Developer fees, though, we're contributing to developer fees. So if you look at developer fees, we have capacity and our connection fees. The end of year estimate so far in the bank, we have $2.4 million for wastewater. And I added, I believe, the $65,000 every year just to kind of guesstimate what we think we're going to be, what they think we're going to be building.
But to direct the piece's point,
right.
Where is the denitrification reserve fund? Is that just lumped into the wastewater reserves?
We never had a denitrification reserve fund. So we did have it at one point in the wastewater rate study, but that was removed at one time. So.
And what's the deadline for having this in mind?
We haven't received one yet.
2022, I believe.
Okay, not for 2023.
2023.
Yeah, that was purposely removed because I think there was some kind of a side decision that we would be able to pay for the cheaper version of doing it in the ox ditch, so they took it out of the rate study, which now handcuffed us.
And is this a real big, is it like the filtration? That was a pretty big project.
Yeah, it can be, but like I said, the technology keeps changing, so when the time gets to the point when you make a decision, the latest what's out there needs to be discussed. So it's currently what's we're looking at is from 7 to 8 years ago from a master plan to where we're at now is a new upgrade for master plan. So that should help us now right now.
When we get the results from the wastewater master plan that we have that are due to us,
there's chemicals you can add now to do all that. So there's various options.
Okay. So we had trouble doing a $3 million, so we got an $8 million coming right behind it. So I don't think you have to ask where you're going to get the money because you won't get the money. We got to look at what the fines are.
And this is the end one. This is the command for the project. This is not a choice.
Okay, back to budget.
And then wastewater utility rate. I have that spelled right. Okay. okay, so I just put in a picture of the wastewater utility rate, and we'll move on to zone 8. So, revenues for Zone 8, again, we haven't received the second payment yet, so that's why it looks low. Next year, we already completed the appropriations limit, and it looks like we're going to bring in $644,137 for next year. We do get a little bit of reimbursables from the county, for mostly for vehicle use, so that will be about $6,000 or so. And $6,000 for landscape reimbursables, and then $14,000 for vehicle reimbursables. Expenditures. Brian does a really, really, really good job of being extremely, extremely frugal. I think out of all of this, he's over 2 line items. And then one of them is not necessarily his fault, and I'll explain that to you. We'll just go down to vehicle and equipment, and that is mostly fuel. We talked to him. He thinks $4,000 is going to be a good number. We can talk about increasing that if we think we should. I'll talk with him.
Got to talk with by account codes because looking through for words.
7392, page 44. It's the last line item, and that is
cute. Well, I agree with you. I'm looking at the bottom line of total for expenses, and it's 377,220. And we've only spent 331,081, and we got 6 weeks left, so kudos.
Yeah, so he does a very, very good job, and he keeps in mind that, the community center needs, its funds. So the only other line item I want to highlight is personal protective equipment. Again, he might have purchased just some more equipment for his guys that was needed. We discussed this as well, and we've kept the line item at 3,000 if you'd like to increase it.
7469.
Yeah, okay. They actually changed the law on what we have to wear according to the speed limits out there.
So okay.
So you can good see job. Virgil's new vest.
I have new vest. I have to wear it out. Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Okay. All right. Now, one thing I do want to point out, this was not Brian's fault, is 7551. So this is a new account code. It's Calhoun County Discovery Based Sign Replacement. And it's all the signs, street signs that you see that get replaced. They pulled almost $18,000 out of our budget for that themselves. And what happened was that residents would call in and say we need a new street sign, and they would just go replace it and charge us for it. So we couldn't get a handle on who was doing it and why until I finally got a hold of somebody and said, no more. You have to go through me before you can purchase another street sign. No residents can purchase them. You can't purchase them. This is our fund. These are our funds. This is our money. This is our budget. You're not touching it. And so they've been pretty good. They have to charge
it. That's pretty hard.
But
on each street you have at least four, two to four.
Yeah, but I mean, how many signs is $18,000 paid for?
Well, I've asked for work orders.
Yeah, I'd like to see the invoices on that.
It's been very difficult in getting them.
Like still miss the signs.
You're not going to get it? Huh?
They won't send it.
No, they sent me something that was very.
Then you've done the right thing by cutting them off because this is just a fee that's being passed on and it could be anybody's. I don't buy it.
And so they're charging us to put up the street sign. We can do it ourselves. So Brian and I set a budget for $5,000 and he knows how much the street signs cost. He's going to do it. He's going to take care of it.
Doesn't the county have its own sign department?
So they do. Charging us.
Yeah.
It may just be a percentage there every place they do it. They don't really even kiss these signs. Who knows how they're doing it? But let's put a stop. Good job on that, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a shock.
And you're still $40,000 under budget at this point. So good job.
Yeah. So capital improvements, obviously he runs very lean. Not a lot of capital improvements were done, but we do have in for 18, 19, $100,000 for the front entrance.
For what?
The front entrance.
Hmm.
Sorry, what?
Front entrance. And that's capital improvement, 1160.
Question. Right. Do we have anything budgeted for doing something with the meetings?
No, we don't. We don't really even have money for this.
You're going to use reserves.
Yeah.
You're going to have to use reserves for that.
Okay.
And we have $15,000 for equipment. They would like to purchase a wood chipper. And so with this wood chipper, it's about $30,000. It'll be offset between 8 and 9, an even split. And with that, they can, you know, take their own trees, chip it, and maybe use that as mulch and reuse that, you know, instead of purchasing mulch. So.
And we save on the
disposal costs. So you're saving on disposal costs, you're saving on mulch costs. If we can separate out certain pieces of debris and chip it and then utilize that chip. Yeah. So, and then the rest, you're just going to, I mean, I watched the demonstration. They brought one out here and we watched it. It was pretty cool. I mean, they chipped like a whole big giant pile of bushes, and it was like not even an inch covered on that. So that's something they'd like to purchase. Again, their reserve, I took out, so they have $399,138 in reserve. I subtracted out the $115 for the front entrance and the wood chipper out of reserve, so that left them with a balance of $248,138.
That's strictly dedicated to the community center.
Correct. But that money can free up some of the underwriting money.
Correct.
Yeah. It has more flexibility or something.
Yes. Yeah. Because he brings in a good amount of money, you know, and he's very frugal with it. So here's your appropriations, the lighting, landscape, zone appropriations. This will be coming to the board in June as well. I just did the staff report and created a calculation. And so, again, for Contra Costa County, for an we're bringing $644,137.
Okay. While we're on that subject, remember, we had contacted a legal firm to ask them to see if we could consolidate lighting and landscaping and how we change the corporation. But how are we coming along?
They're standing by. I've asked Dina to provide some figures. That's going to take a little bit of work. And that got put on hold with all the water meter stuff that's been happening, and we're preparing for the budget. And when she comes up with air, that's one of the first things she's going to do is prepare the sheet that I've asked her to do, and then I'll be submitting it to that firm for an analysis. They need to know the figures first. And it's just not go to something and see a figure. It's a complicated analysis.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Recreation services. So this is Max's department, and he does a very good job in his department as well. So we'll run through the revenue real quick. So as you know, we've discussed this before, but I'll remind you, in the budget line item number, recreation revenue, line item 6,000, we have $96,626 through March, and everything is dumped into my item until the end of the year, and then I take the spreadsheets that they're maintaining and I divvy them all up. It just makes it easier because everything has to be journaled. It just, on a monthly basis, it makes it a little bit simpler for me since I'm the only one that does it.
Do you anticipate that there's going to be another $20,000 of revenue that you're going to be able to get in there to meet the revenue?
Yeah, since
okay.
This is only
between programs, routine, team, all that stuff. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And let's see here. So his biggest expense, honestly, is staff payroll. Because of his lifeguard, we need lifeguards, and we have people that need to run this facility. And so what we're expecting is a budget of $230,000 for next year and $250,000 for the year after that. He has a full staffing plan that we work together on, and so he tried to be as frugal as possible, but with the safety, but keeping in mind the most safe, right, Matt?
Yeah.
So two lifeguards on site, that is the safest way to run the pool, and in the long run, that would be the best. So.
And then don't forget, we have minimum wage increases coming up this year, so.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, he runs pretty lean. I mean, he really does a pretty good job of keeping things kind of, it's him and Brian. So Brian maintains the property and the land, and Mac runs the entire facility and his staff. There isn't too many things that I need to highlight here, except maybe under building maintenance on page 50, 8441. We budgeted $5,000 for 17-18. We've spent $10,500, and that was, there were some plumbing issues, discovery locks, and but the basics are the alarm, pest control, and janitorial. So we kept the budget at $10,000.
Yeah, so. I mean, if anything's wrong there, it's $5,000 that was probably wrong.
That's
okay.
Yeah. So his pool maintenance has been on track. Let's see. Again, his chemical costs, we've increased that budget a little bit just because chemicals have increased everywhere, and that's line item 8495. But he does look on track for the next few months to meet that number. On the back end, there isn't very much to report other than program fees, which is under budget up currently. But then again, it's only through March.
Don't forget we have all the registration going on for
yes.
summer now. That's the challenge with recreation. All my revenue starts coming in through June 30, and then I start off with all my expenses.
Yes,
so we don't
July.
See it again until later.
You're behind on your
yes.
revenue and expenses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are two capital improvements I want to mention. One is fiscal year 18-19. It's the pool. We budgeted about $250,000. I kind of put a little more cushion in there. I know you gave me a budget of a little bit less, but I just am a little concerned just when they start digging under there, you never know. So we put in $250,000. You know, if we use it, great. If not, that's even better. And that includes the pool and the chemical room.
And the buildings involved in that.
Yep.
The pool building, right?
No, that's a separate issue.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then fiscal year 1920, Mac and I discussed putting in a refurb of two tennis courts, Mac, was that two?
Mm-hmm.
Two tennis courts at a rate of about $70,000.
Well, how much revenue do we get off tennis?
Well, you have to maintain the court. You know, you don't want somebody to trip and fall, and then you really, you're spending out more than you have to maintain the court.
Okay.
Okay.
We should charge by the shoes in this court.
Yeah.
Well, we need to look at it. There's been a sense of entitlement in using those courts. And Zach and I have talked extensively about to put together something. Once we get a security system in, we think we'll be able to institute something where we're going to ask the players to
The pickleballers kind of brought some revenue, at least putting funds to improving the courts.
Correct.
As a group. And the tennis players haven't done that. So they haven't combined as a group as the pickleballers did, and probably to our benefit.
Right.
For their benefit, they should have organized themselves in a similar fashion and come up with a tennis club and look at maintenance fees, you know, some sort of fees to come in to help maintain those courts.
Especially when we're running roughly $200,000 deficit on the entire facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at, well, it's going to spend $7,000 to fix up the court.
So maybe the organization is the inability for them to get the courts resurfaced. So we've got the money in it for 1920,
But maybe we can hold that off until we get some organization and try to work with them.
Maybe that's how you sell it. Yeah. We put in $70,000 to do this, but from a board discussion, looking for the tennis group to organize itself and do something, and if not, we can't afford to do it. So just instead of playing on it because it's a trip and hazard, you can't play on it, just shut it down.
It's a bigger dog park.
Good. Next. I can't believe you said that, Bob.
On to page 53, my favorite zone in this entire
is
nine. I love nine. It's simple. It's the most simple zone. It's always under budget. They're never overspend.
Okay.
I love nine. Okay, moving on. They're an assessment. So Kurt and I from Herwood are working on their engineer's report, and we'll be starting that next week. It looks like we're going to keep the budget flat. They don't ever spend the whole thing, so we're going to keep it at 134 for the next 2 years. 134 for the assessment. Okay. Sorry. 5120. And then, of course, there's a few dollars for reimbursements and some miscellaneous and the contra costa vehicle reimbursement. Okay, for a total of $143,000. Again, there really wasn't much to point out. It runs extremely lean.
Well, nine is over there.
Ravenswood? Yeah.
Okay.
So there are, it's extremely lean. We're not over budget really in many categories, with the exception of 7393. Again, that's fuel. And let's see. And a little bit of building maintenance, 7441 on page 54, janitorial, backflow, and then he did a few little things for his firehouse. So, again, personal protective equipment, 7469. They changed their safety standards, so he did purchase a little bit more, but we're thinking 1500 is going to be fine going forward. Otherwise, he spent $72,000 of his $137,000 budget. He does have some planned capital improvements for next fiscal year. He is going to be repairing the trellis over at Ravenswood Park, and he's going to be purchasing a wood chipper with Zone 8, so they'd like to purchase the wood chipper, and then new playground equipment for a total of $105,000. We've added some money for a vehicle replacement fund, and I thought this year we'd try to add some money for a splash pad replacement fund. So when that splash pad breaks, we can build a reserve to help pay for that.
How long has that been in operation, splash pad?
Oh, God, 2000.
What's that?
Splash pad.
13?
Maybe that? Been around for a while.
2012 or 13?
It's been around for a while.
Before we purchased this.
I'm just wondering how long it's so before we play there, before we rent it.
I don't know. It's just plastic piping.
Yeah.
Piping, and then we have spray heads in there that go off periodically. It's mainly a controller. They can just kind of break down.
But it's not a good controller.
Pardon me? Did we just do the controller?
Yeah, Brian replaced that.
So do we look at this cost every 5 years, 10 years? Yeah.
It's really a simple system. It's got a controller, and then it's got the brains that activate each individual valve inside, and they're basically sprinkler valves. The thing that goes out the most is the touchpad. Mm-hmm. So that gets the most wear.
Gets it to go? Starts it?
Yeah. It's there all the time, even though the unit's not running, and kids are running over with their bikes and their skateboards and whatever else they do out there. So that it gets them out. On a yearly basis.
Is it operating currently?
Yes, it is.
And is it being used a lot today?
In the evenings, or weekends, when school's out of those.
Okay, cool.
We get a lot of calls. When's the stock pad?
Good. We want it to be used if it's going to be there.
Yeah, you know when it's heavily used by the amount of calls we get from the Wasp and Yellow Jackets. Well, they load them up, so.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. To do these CIP projects, we're going to borrow reserves. So if you look at the reserves, They had $177,000 in the reserves, and I decreased that by the capital items, and so they'll be down to $92,000 for the reserves. And then we're trying to save some money for new vehicles someday, and splash pad.
So on the trellis work, we're going to retain the trellis.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then on page 57, I just mentioned the engineer's report and then where they can find it. They'd like to see the engineer report from Kerwick. And then on to the capital projects. We're almost done.
You got over most of these, right?
Yeah, I did. And so what this, I can go very quickly. So the capital projects are just laid out in a nice format. I just discussed how capital are broke down into 10 distinct areas. Under water capital improvements, wastewater capital improvements, equipment capital, vehicle, building and improvements capital, infrastructure replacement funds, lighting and landscaping 8 and 9. And so then I just list every single project, how much each project is estimated to cost, and in what year we plan on doing it. So, and right. This is something you've seen if you go to water wastewater meetings, you might have seen probably this. Okay.
On the vehicle capital, there's no action this year. Do we have clear criteria for when we look to replace some of these vehicles?
I wouldn't say clear, but I think we pretty much right now go based on breakdown of the equipment rather than.
I have one.
Yeah, I mean, oh, you do have a thing.
We're going to rotate them out every 5 years.
Okay.
And what happens is that we'll purchase new for water or wastewater. We'll take the replacement vehicle in the water or wastewater and sell it to lighting and landscaping.
Okay.
And that way we'll keep our vehicle fleet somewhat in good shape.
And sometime I was clear.
Well, we have a bargain to.
I like the idea of you're looking for maintenance, but if you're looking at your limit, the last of its life, you're limited through it.
I didn't know about the 5 years finished.
We make sure that they maintain their vehicles very well. They have to keep them clean, they have to keep it organized, they have to keep it well maintained, oil changes, tires, and so that when we do pass them out, it's in a very good condition.
Good condition. And you want to make sure while you're using the vehicles that they don't break down.
Yes.
The idea would be.
I'm going to have a repair shop down the street, so that's part of the issue.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so that's the plan. Do you have any questions on any of these capital projects? I'll let you just run through them very quickly. Again, the most expensive items for this fiscal year for water are the site location, design for our well, the rehabs of 4A and 2, filter media replacements, and then we move on to wastewater. We're going to be doing some annual wastewater lift station improvements, and I know Bernie's in charge of that for Peolia. They're going to be helping us do those. And the plant one we have is the big dollar amount there.
So you got Bernie. So I have a general question. During this whole wastewater challenge that we had, communicating with the public, there was a lot of talk out through some of the social media sites about reserves, and there was numbers all the way up to $8 million in reserves.
$13 million.
We've seen even more, and which we know isn't true, and we know that that's an uneducated or a purposefully put out number to mislead people.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at these numbers, district reserves.
Yes.
Okay, and infrastructure replacement is different than a reserve fund.
It is. It's
but I think that was being lumped in.
It was.
Okay.
They're
reserves are reserves, period. And at the end of 2018-19, our reserves are going to be 2.9. That's combined reserves, water, wastewater.
8 and 9.
That's so. Right. That's a lot less than 13 million.
Yes.
And some of that's restricted.
No.
Well, most of it's restricted.
Yeah.
That's where.
By Prop 218, if nothing else, or by the town.
Yes.
One way or the other.
Yes.
That's so I just want to make sure that if I happen to have a discussion with somebody, I've got my facts correct. Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure replacement or set.
But even when you add them up, they only add up to $6 or $7 million.
No. They might be adding in the developer fees as well.
Well, that's not a reserve fund. You need infrastructure replacement. So
right.
It's got a reserves column.
Maybe we'll change that.
Next door can pick anything and expound.
Okay. 66, I just explained what a public financing authority is and how we started. It's just. And then I move on page 67, the debt service. So I just kind of detailed out the 2012 municipal bonds, $14.1 million, what projects they were for, and the cost of those projects. And then the 2017 municipal bond for $8.8 million, and the cost of those projects. And then there's a little asterisk there that kind of shows that investors paid a premium for these bonds, and that is the difference between $8.8 million and the $8.9 million.
Can I go back just for a second? Bill and I were just kind of talking back and forth here. Can we be more accurate in our definitions when we get into the infrastructure replacement funds and the development funds, and rather than have that column that says reserves, call that accounts?
Sure. Under development?
You see, infrastructure replacement funds, we have an account
code,
and then next to it, I would like to just put account instead of reserves.
That's fine.
Because those are the different accounts that we're putting that infrastructure into. And also, the same thing happened under the developer fees, call that account, capacity and connection fees account. And that may help with the transparency and the way people interpret what's here. You know what's coming next. Next time you go to lunch, you know what's coming.
So back to page 67, I just listed out the debt service, the 2012 bond, 2017 bonds, and then I showed on page 68 the debt service payments that were made and for what bond.
Okay.
District awards, so I got this from Sue, and then supplemental information was just a glossary of terms, and so that will be it. Thank you for all your help and, you know,
great job.
Grammar, and
I want to say, really good job on listening to what we told you last year and implementing it in the report this year, so we didn't have to say a lot of the same things over again with regards to the graphs and charts. And you were very conscientious of what our concerns were, and well done.
Thank you.
Very
good.
Job.
So if you see anything else and you go over and read it again, please let me know, because I do want it to be as close to perfect as I can. Like I said, I read this over and over again, and it just...
So, obviously, you want to back sooner rather than over. Is June 5th,
6th? Let's do maybe 4th. Can you do June 4th?
4th.
Yeah, it gives me a couple of days for me to just make some changes. I've got some changes that we've mentioned already, all of us, and so I'm going to make those as well. And then I'm also going to close April and update the numbers.
At the same time, I've asked you guys to glance through the policies, because for part of our district of distinction, we need to do a review of the policies. And I'm just going to ask you.
Didn't we take those home with us after the last meeting?
Yeah, well, I gave you an email and a bunch of links.
Okay.
Wait, did you just do that?
Like 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh. I still got it.
We haven't opened it.
We need to conclude the meeting.
No, I didn't call it. I'm going to let our esteemed vice president continue with his.
Any other comments from staff?
Nope.